Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Brian Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. The number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started. Today we're going to discuss not one or two, but 11 real estate market predictions for 2022.
Today's show is all about the housing market and predictions, like Warren said, for 2022. And what we're going to do is we are going to share what, according to Forbes.com, what their 11 housing market predictions are. And we're just going to have a discussion on it and share our opinion on these predictions of theirs based off of what we are seeing as real estate professionals in the housing market. So, and also I did do quite a bit of research before this episode and checked out what a lot of different experts are saying about the housing market and their predictions. And a lot of them were repeat things that we're seeing all across the board. So these are from Forbes.com, but there's a lot of these are consistently being said and repeated over and over. And at the very end of the show, we have what I think is maybe one of the most important real estate tips we've ever shared. So definitely stay tuned and listen until the end. You're not going to want to miss that this week.
Today's show is something that anybody and everybody out there in our audience can take to, relate to, jot down, put on your note sheets. And I want to know kind of in your comments below what you're thinking too, and possible future show options and ideas as well. I always like feedback from the audience, so please feel free to reach out to us. If you're listening on air, visit our YouTube channel, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can leave comments there, but also visit our website. You can also shoot us an email too, directly from our website. And our website is VetrusCrawfordRealtyGroup.com.
It's just VetrusCrawfordRealty.com.
That's VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. May I repeat this?
Yes.
VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. And we would love to hear your feedback on the show. And a lot of this is going to come from personal experience too, and whether or not you and I, Mariah, could agree with these predictions.
All right. So prediction number one is that there will be less urgency to buy residential real estate. Looking ahead in residential real estate, I see less urgency to buy as more people get out of their homes and are back, drawn back to other activities. And I'm just, this is just a quote I'm paraphrasing from, but basically the exodus from metropolitan areas should subside and second home markets are likely to experience a softening as well. I think I've already kind of seen a little bit, like I remember around this time last year when things were a little more shut down, things were a little earlier on in the whole pandemic or whatever, people were relocating a lot more, and now they still are, but I'm seeing less of that, even of less people moving from, you know, out of state. I think we'll continue to see that, but there was just this like huge surge of it all of a sudden, right when everyone could work from home. And then they were saying like second home markets are likely to slow down, which I see that. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Number two, the workforce will face home buying challenges. The affordable housing crisis is facing a perfect storm with the housing shortage and growing barriers to entry with higher credit scores, deposits, and income requirements for renters. God forbid you actually have an eviction in your past. As a result, our workforce will have more challenges finding a place to live. So the question now becomes, what are policymakers actually going to do about it?
Okay, so there's a lot of questions in this one, especially the way that ended. What are policy makers going to do about this? But this question I relate to, though, because I grew up with that family workforce income as well. And so I just know how the budgeting goes. I know how it works, how that routine Monday through Friday. You wake up, you go to work, and that's kind of how it is Monday through Friday. Saturdays, it's your own personal free time, and you do what you can. And so this question is really good though, because I believe a lot of us out there have this issue. And it's that never ending like work strive thing of, I just don't seem to have enough money to save up for my down payment. It could be that 3.5% down or that 5% down conventionally. And if that's you as a first time home buyer, because remember, these first time home buyers don't have that current investment that they're selling to gain equity. And that's why we buy real estate, right? It's to gain that equity to transition into something else or purchase something else. Maybe it could be a business you purchase. Who knows what you want to do with your own personal equity. But that's the challenges these workforce clientele have. And that is a really good question, though, especially when you went to that rental side of it of, man, God forbid you have an eviction on your record. And one thing that is happening right now during these times is there've been a lot of bailout with evictions from our officials, those lawmakers, the bill writers that the yeah. end of the question went to, which I think that is how they have helped in a lot of ways when it came to the evictions. But does that help the homeowner at all? No, it doesn't. Because remember, we still have to make our mortgage payments.
Yeah.
So there's catch-22s to everything, and this is a whole process a lot of us are figuring out. And in some ways, there was a crash. There was some type of real estate market crash. It may not have felt like it being a residential purchaser, but as an investor, as a commercial owner, as someone that holds dirt, maybe even into building, the materials, those are all things that affect you personally, and that common working person trying to buy maybe their first investment. So I like that question.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, this next one is one that I did see. It was a repeat one. I saw a lot across the board what other people were predicting it would be, something that would happen as well this year, and it was the market will appreciate significantly. Though crash articles get clicks, real estate will appreciate at an above average rate through late 2021 for three reasons: scarcity, utility, and demand. Scarcity: there is a shortage of 6.8 million housing units. Utility: the home is now the center of the remote workers' world by being both the office and the gym. Demand: millennials are America's largest generation in their prime home buying years.
Keyword, prime home buying years. And that's right now, millennials.
Just supply. I mean, that's the reason. Well, part of the reason. There's a lot of factors that go into the housing market, but part of the reason why things have been so crazy is supply and demand. And there's, you know.
And if you've been there in this market just waiting the last 2 to 3 years, oh, there's going to be a crash. Oh, and I'm just going to wait when a house is $200,000 again. Buddy, it might not happen again. Like I said in the beginning of 2020, I believe this is sincere from my heart. I believe this is our new normal. Get used to it. Enjoy the ride and don't complain, and just make the best out of the situation we're currently in. There's a lot going on economically. I believe that we don't even know about globally as well. And a lot of it has to do with our money. And, there's many reasons why this will and most likely become our new normal. And, it's valid to say, I think at this point.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. You can always get in touch with Mariah Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about the 11 real estate market predictions for 2022.
Our next real estate market prediction for this upcoming year is number 4. Is there will be fewer showings and offers. Something else that I keep hearing over and over is that it's going to be kind of a boring year as far as that like real estate goes. Sales continued to increase over the last year and prices remain stable. After the halfway point of the year, unlike shoes and watches, many people do not buy more than one home at a time. So I expect to see fewer showings, fewer offers, and less aggressive offers. In most markets, sellers overcorrected on their pricing month ago, months ago, so the over-asking price craziness has already settled down a bit. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we have said it before. We're definitely seeing, we've already seen things slow down. But with that being said, even with things have slowed down, like less offers, we still have multiple offers, but it's not, you know, 50,000 over asking isn't the norm right now, even, but it is competitive. I just wrote two offers this week that were great offers. Both got beat out. But despite the fact that things have slowed down, prices have still continued to go up.
Yeah. And everything about this real estate market has been nothing except extraordinary. And,
and nothing people, would surprise me at this point.
People don't even understand. Like, they've tread it like, this is the normal. This is how it should have been or should be all the time. We're really in a process right now, especially me and all my appointments, is kind of that reassurance, but re-education with sellers and just being understanding and realistic with today's market rather than yesterday's. And yesterday was, you know, 7-10 offers, 50-20,000 over ask price. That still does happen.
Definitely.
It happens. It's not saying it's not happening right now. We're babied still.
Yeah. Number five, demand for multifamily homes will increase. Since single family home supply is constrained and prices are up, the demand for multifamily will increase in the second part of 2021. As a result, multifamily vacation homes will go down and rents will increase. We've seen this trend since COVID started in early 2020, and this trend has been continuing in full force and will continue in the next 12 to 18 months.
I think another reason to this, though, why that is true, is because a lot of people, especially being surrounded with the pandemic and stuff, they want their family around, and then also they want a multifamily unit, duplex, triplex, quadplex, whatever, so they can take care of one another, especially if one is of older age. And so they sell off their current investments and they buy these cash usually with all that asset money.
That makes sense. Okay, this next one is very positive. Housing prices will become unaffordable. Simply put, there is a lack of inventory in affordable housing space, and all the buyers that want to buy can only afford those types of properties. Builders are building houses that the average American cannot afford. Inventory is continuously shrinking, and there are more buyers than ever for that product. Housing will continue to rise until it becomes completely unaffordable for the public. What do you think about that?
It comes back to what is affordable.
What is affordable?
To you as a buyer, and having lots of conversations though with people over the years, what was affordable for, you know, who is now 50 to 70 years of age, if they saw a mortgage rate in today's, you know, market and they're just not living in their current home, their mouth just drops. They don't understand. They're used to their $600 to $1,200 a month payment, and that's it for them, or even no payment because their home's fully paid in full. They just don't understand what our money even means right now. And even, I mean, you see it everywhere. Hiring signs, hire, hire, I'll hire this, I'll hire that. And it's usually starting at 14, 15 hour. Just saying, I mean, our wages have increased. I remember working for $8.25.
Oh, I don't even want to go where.
I know, exactly. It's like
I was probably like $1.25 or something like that when I was working first job.
See, that's awesome. It's like that though, and you're like, what is affordable? How could I afford?
Exactly.
And now a lot of clients, I mean, our mortgage rates, mine included, is within $1,750 to $2,100. You know, and that is what people today call affordable. And you know, it for most people, it's like, you're crazy, man. Like,
well,
it's insane.
I think compare it to what you could rent, you know, find a house for $2,000 a month rent that's decent. Like, it's hard, you know, there's not. Like,
what would you rather do?
Well,
you know?
Yeah, what's better?
When I graduated from college, making $1,000 a month was a dream.
Wow.
$1,000 a month. It was like, man, I don't know if I'll ever get to a point where I can make $1,000 a month. And then it's like $1,000 today is like, are you kidding? You're worth.
Feels like everything's $500 or $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, when you buy anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
when you're talking $300 or $400, it's like, well, that's not much.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
It's crazy.
Crazy. I'm curious what it'll be like when our kids are, you know, our age, how much higher the inflation, how much it'll increase. But
and then we need a great reset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
Let's just go back and start over.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay.
It's interesting to talk about that
it
stuff,
is interesting.
Though.
Yeah.
It is. Time. It always keeps ticking.
The next prediction for the housing market. Oh, we're getting through these pretty... We're doing okay.
Yeah.
So we're on seven. So then this next one is the market will either cool or have new investors. Mortgage rates are headed higher as inflation is likely to be more troublesome and have greater endurance instead of being transitory, as many economists predicted. Depending on where mortgage rates end up, it will either cool the housing market by the end of the year, or we will have a plethora of new investors buying homes and squeezing out even more first-time buyers. Low inventory is here to stay.
Yeah, and it's going to be that first-time home buyer price range too. Yeah. It's not going to be these $400,000-$700,000 homes. They're going to be, you know, in the 250 and up, 250 to max probably 375, 385.
If they're even left,
exactly. Yeah. And that's that whole question: what inventory will be left or is left? Especially though, if interest rates rise.
I remember doing the tour homes back in the 90s. And there were houses for $100,000, and they were nice looking houses.
Wow.
For $100,000. What are those houses going for
the
now?
The tour homes were that. Yeah, that's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
That's so cool,
that's
though.
Insane.
That's wow. That just shows, though, buy real estate and hold on to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can't lose.
Usually, you can't. You don't lose.
I mean,
as long as you can make that mortgage payment over the time and years it takes. I mean, things catch up, you know. $1.50 an hour wage for Warren. I was $8.75.
Yeah, or less. Yeah.
Come
on.
Number eight, the market is shifting into a more balanced state. I agree with this. Like we said, it's less crazy. It's still a seller's market for sure. It's still not a normal market. It's still abnormal, but it's shifting a little and getting more balanced, and hopefully continues that way.
There's a lot of nervous people out there too, though, with that question, like, because they don't want to miss the boat and they want to jump on ship and sell their house really quick, you know. But what if it doesn't sell in 5 days? It might take 2 weeks. Is it the end of the world? No. Are we still going to get the price tag that we're getting on that list price? Most likely, yeah. Be patient. Don't sell yourself short out of fear, because that's what I'm seeing a lot of people do too, is just be so scared and do like a $20,000 price reduction or something, and because it didn't sell in 5 days.
Right.
You know, remember, we are so low in inventory, things catch up. And unless you're just unrealistically overpriced due to your condition, whatever your area, you got a problem. But for the most part, from what I'm seeing on the MLS systems, you're looking pretty good, and somebody's going to come along and take it off market for you.
And just because it's been on market, I feel like because of the market we've been seeing, we think, oh my gosh, my house has been on the market for like a week. I'm not going to get what I thought I was going to get it for. I need to do a price reduction. I just saw last week this house that was on market for 12 days, and then on like the 12th day, it got multiple offers, went for way over. So
it's weird.
12 days on market didn't used to be that long, and this market is a long time, but that doesn't mean you're not going to sell for a good amount.
Right. And we know sellers, it feels like forever.
Yeah. When it's
your
house,
is on market,
oh,
it's your
gosh,
house.
It's an eternity.
Just like, realtor, why don't I have an offer? Realtor, this should be selling. Realtor, you're not doing your job right. Trust me. We've been there. We've done that. Okay. We understand. It's why we need to communicate better with you, maybe, and maybe not let you feel like nothing's happening. There's a lot happening. There's a lot.
All right, let's take a quick break again. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetros Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, more on the 11 real estate market predictions for 2022 and that special tip we promised you.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetros Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666, and let's continue our tips.
All right. Next prediction for the housing market in 2022 is that the use of technology will drive value of assets. I predict that developers and owners will increase their interest in using technology to drive the value of their assets. It is going to be about looking for more ways to use technology to drive positive financial and climate outcomes.
It's a very optimistic prediction.
Yeah.
I don't think we're like breaking the ground though yet.
Yeah.
Yet as like a new technology resource. It's there.
Yeah.
I know we have, think about it. I mean, 7 years ago, how far we have come from getting more eyes on a listing or more eyes on a sale, because more eyes mean more buyers.
What we do, even in the last like 5 years, how things have shifted.
Right.
Every house now has a virtual tour, or it should.
A virtual tour didn't exist.
You can like feel like you're walking through it. They're so realistic nowadays without even seeing it. And a lot of that started because of COVID. People weren't, you know, they were doing more virtual shopping. But
yeah, and our resources will definitely get better over time.
Absolutely.
Sure. I don't think we're like quite there though. To get like the next new thing that's going to be like, oh my gosh, where's this been my whole life? You know?
Yeah.
And, but then again, we never saw a cell phone coming. So
yeah,
it could be here and we don't even know it.
Sublease space will continue to increase. On the commercial office space front, we are anticipating further softening driven by weakening demands as the shift to a more hybrid workforce continues, highlighting the ongoing transformation in how people work. Sublease space will continue to increase, tenant concessions will continue to rise, and rates will continue to weaken and fall. We anticipate this weakness to accelerate going forward. I think that's, I could see that happening. I mean,
as an owner, it's just going to come to greed, but then that's ultimately going to hurt business owners and more opportunity coming in your community. So, I mean, economically, I don't like it. So let's hope that doesn't happen and leases continue to stay at a good rate, because ultimately that landlord does need to make his payment. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, this last one quickly before we get to our really good tip of the week is rental market will continue to keep growing. We're becoming a renter nation, and this trend will keep growing into 2022.
Yes.
Housing prices have been so inflated that the percentage of people who can afford a home has already dropped off and will continue to do so.
Yes.
Yes to that. I agree. We're already seeing it. All right. So now for our tip of the week.
I want to hear it.
All right. All right. So because of today's topic being the housing market and what will happen, I feel like this needs to be said about all of the talk about the future of the housing market. There are so many opinions online right now that feel very strongly both ways. Some that prices are going to drop drastically and others that prices will keep rising. And at the end of the day, none of us can time the market perfectly or know what is actually going to happen. I think that in this world of having constant access to news articles and other people's opinions 24/7, it can be easy to get really overloaded with information that is causing them to want to wait for the market to crash because prices seem too high, and forget that maybe you just need a home. And you may regret missed opportunity later on. Buy low and sell high is an investor game, not the game of a family simply looking for a home to live in. Buying a house is a very personal decision with a zillion factors involved. My best advice before getting into anything about whether you should buy or not, or wait till the market crashes, if that ever even happens, would be to just make sure your housing payment matches what other homes nearby are renting for.
There you have it, folks. Mm-hmm.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Veterans Property Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.